Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can also listen on the FM side on 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show with Jason Adam, John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Awville. Joining us right now, like he does every Friday at this time, is our pal John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. They have drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons, Annapolis, or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Hey, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are the three of you?
We're doing well.
We're doing well.
Did you watch Billy Joel, his 100th performance on CBS?
That was cut
on
short.
Sunday.
Yeah, they cut out Piano Man halfway through.
I know. I heard that, actually. I have not watched it yet. I recorded it, because I want to just sit and watch it when I'm not uptight about writing or something. But I have it recorded.
Do you have a relationship with Chris Mad Dog Russo by chance?
Up and down through the years.
Yeah, I've known, because I saw him do a rant about it on First Take. Now he's on with Stephen A. Smith, and he does some sort of bit. I think maybe it's called "What Is He Mad About This Week?" Whatever, and he went off.
Right.
And I didn't realize. Like, I assume they cut it off because it was a live show and they had it mistimed. But he said it was a taped show, and they still cut Piano Man in half.
No, I thought it was live. I thought it said Billy Joel live at Madison Square Garden.
So maybe he botched it.
I know when I saw, the ads for it, it said live at Madison Square Garden. So I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I think the initial airing was live, and they cut away from it to go to local news because of the timing.
I think it was a contractual thing for some markets. That's the problem.
Clearly it was a screw up.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, no matter how you look at it, somebody screwed up. How do you have all the songs?
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's like a million Billy Joel songs, and they picked the number one of the million.
Yeah.
So,
bad
John,
move.
When you did the Ravens book,
yes,
were you part of the draft, like the war room?
Yes, I was.
Can you take us through that?
Well, I assume every war room is different. For example, with the Ravens, Steve Bisciotti was in the room the whole time, but did not say, what about doing this, what about doing that? He would ask questions, you know, why do you like this guy? What's the reasoning on this move? But he never said, let's do this, or I think we should consider that. And when they made a pick, they didn't have a first-round pick that year. They had traded it to be able to draft Kyle Bowler the year before, one of the few Ozzie Newsome moves that did not work out. But when they called a pick, when they made a pick, the first thing they would do is they'd call him, you know, and Ozzie would get on first, and then he would pass the phone to Eric DaCosta, who was the college scout guru at the time, and then Steve would get on the phone. And it was, you know, welcome to the Ravens, or are you glad to be a Raven? What do you think? They said, no, I'm not. But there was a lot of discussion around the table as they came up on their time to pick. They would also discuss whether they should make a trade. A lot of trades were considered, and I think they made one pick. They talked to James Harris a good deal. James had worked for the team and was GM of the Jaguars at the time. And, excuse me, guys, he and Ozzie Newsome were pals. So they were on the phone with him before the draft actually began. The first afternoon was pretty boring because they didn't have a first pick. They made a lot of comments about the picks other teams were making, whether this pick meant they should go to that team to try to make a trade. And they after they made their first pick, Haloti Ngata, in the second round, they went downstairs and had a press conference to let the media know about Ngata and the trade. And I do remember, the thing I remember distinctly from that afternoon was sometime around, I don't know, the 19th pick, Ozzie Newsome said, "I will never, ever trade my first pick again." Not because Bowler had failed, because he hadn't failed yet, but because sitting around without a pick all afternoon made him crazy.
Right. Did you ever get a sense, I mean, it's such a well-run organization and has been for so long now, but did you get a sense of how prepared they were? Was there ever sort of anxiety or like stress or panic?
No panic. Certainly anxiety and stress. They had a list of the top 150 picks in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, when they drafted Ngata with the 32nd pick or something, might have been a little lower than that, he was like 16th on their list. And that's something that they often like to brag about publicly. You know, we picked Haloti Ngata with the 32nd pick, and he was 16th on our list, so we consider him a first-round pick. But the preparation, oh, my God, they had days of meetings. And Ozzie liked to talk about the fact that the assistant coaches, the position coaches, would come in to tell him, here's who you should pick, you know, a linebacker, or a defensive end, whomever it was. And literally at one point during that week, there were assistant coaches lined up outside Ozzie's door waiting for their audience with Ozzie to talk about who they wanted to pick. And the other moment I remember is when the big shots were in one room, Ozzie, Billick, Bashadi, Eric, and who was the deputy assistant general manager then? He left, became the general manager of the Browns, Phil Savage.
Okay.
Those guys were in the room. And the other assistants were in another room because this is before they moved into the castle and it was a much smaller building. And when they announced that their first pick was Haloti Ngata, a defensive end, you heard the whoop from Rex Ryan, who was the defensive ends coach at the time. I mean, he was down the hall, and you not only did you hear him very clearly, you knew just who it was.
Right.
And Ngata was a pretty good player,
right,
for a number of years. But so that's the way it was divided up. Now I think they're all in the same room because there's this gigantic meeting room in the castle where usually most meetings are held.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that the quarterback position of all of them is sort of the diciest to select? I mean, the kind of the consensus is, and it's been this way sort of historically, that, you know, half of these guys are going to fail.
Right.
And, you know, I think a lot of it, I always think that fit is such a huge factor. I feel bad for some of these people because it's the wrong fit, wrong coach, whatever. Because they're all talented. Why so many fail?
It's a very good question, and I don't think I know the answer. But from what I've seen, you're right. It's about one out of two, first round.
Yeah.
And the best example, of course, was Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Half the scouts in the world thought Ryan Leaf should go before Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is that you can't get inside their heads, even though you try. You know, they have these interviews at the in Indianapolis.
Combine.
And that's why they drafted Kyle Bowler, because he was so impressive in the interview. He's a great guy, and he's bright, and he's interesting. His whole family were firefighters, and he'd had a very good senior year at Cal under a new coach. And when they sat with him in the room, that they were kind of blown away by him because he wasn't thought of as a first-round pick going into the combine. And they traded a first-round pick so they could get up high enough in the first round. This is 2003 to draft him. And you can't say Bowler was a complete washout. He wasn't terrible. In fact, in his rookie year, he started and they made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But he just wasn't an NFL quarterback. He had the arm strength. When I met him, I thought he had the mentality. Wrong again, John. There's not a long list of Ozzie Newsome mistakes, and that was one of them. So the answer is, not only do I not have a clue, but most of these scouts don't have a clue.
Yeah.
John, I mean, a year from now, you can repeat this. All these guys who are talking about how J.J. McCarthy might move into the top three or four based on throwing a football with nobody else on the field, I don't get it. I don't get how much influence the combine and pro days have on draft picks. I mean, you've had a whole season or more to watch these guys actually play football, and then you say, well, he had a great pro day. I don't get it.
John, let's shift over to the Washington Capitals. How surprised are you that they grabbed the wild card on the final game of the regular season by beating the Flyers? They'll draw the Rangers in the first round. Game one is Sunday from New York. Also, side note, Joe Beninati wanted us to say hello to you on his behalf because he hasn't talked to you in a while. He joined us earlier.
We have not talked in a while, and I think about that every time I watch a Caps game. Like, I need to give Joe a call. We used to get together for lunch regularly and have not done it lately, and that's probably both our faults, but certainly at least 50% mine. One of the all-time good guys.
Yeah. Oh.
And I think he and Lachlan, I have the hockey package, so I see a lot of the local broadcast. I think he and Locker are as good as it gets.
They're amazing.
They're incredible.
Yep.
They've done it for years. You know they're rooting for the Caps, but it doesn't come out the way it does, for example, on the Nats broadcast, you know, where our ball club needs a run or time for a rally or whatever. They're just really good. Really good. And both really nice guys. Locker's a great guy, too. So thank you for that. I appreciate
it. Sure.
And maybe now I'll get my act together and give him a call. I'm not surprised the Caps made the playoffs. There was a lot of voice of doom going around, you know, every time they'd lose a game in the last 2-3 weeks. But I felt they had at least a 50-50 chance the last couple weeks. And then things broke right for them with other teams losing and John Tortorella making that desperation move to give them the empty net so they could win that game on, what was it, Tuesday night? And but good for them because they kept grinding. They kept grinding early season when Ovechkin was struggling and they had some injuries late. They didn't have Oshie late. And Oshie, to me, is, other than Ovechkin, maybe the most critical player on the team because he's such a leader and he's clutch and he makes big goals. Ryan Strom was terrific. But Lindgren playing so well in goal, and that's going to be the key in the playoff series. Lindgren's going to have to stand on his head, as the old saying goes, for them to have a chance against the Rangers. It's ironic they play the Rangers, of course, since they fired LaViolette a year ago, and he obviously has done a hell of a job there since they won the President's Trophy. And of course, nobody wins the President's Trophy, wins the Stanley Cup. So I think the Caps have a puncher's chance in this series.
Yeah, and it's like the first time I can remember in a long time where the expectations for the Capitals in the postseason, there's zero.
Right, zero. And that helps. You know, you're playing with house money, having made the playoffs. I don't think many people expected them to make the playoffs at the start of the season. They're an older team. Then they lose Backstrom, which is critical. Backstrom's a Hall of Famer. And they, like I said, they just kept grinding. Credit to Spencer Carberry, especially as a first-year coach. And so now they get a shot. And, you know, eights do beat ones.
Right.
I mean, the Canadiens did it to the Caps years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
When Halak
stood on his head. And the Kings, I think it was 2014, got into the playoffs with a goal late in their last game.
Yep.
as the eighth seed and won the Cup.
Yeah, they beat the Rangers to win the Cup.
Yeah, Jonathan Quick got on a roll, and they won. They won the Cup twice in 3 years at that point. But so when you in hockey, more than any other sport, where you have that many teams in the playoffs. So I guess it's versus basketball. The eighth seed can win. It can happen.
Can you win scoring 2 goals a game in the playoffs?
Yeah, 2-1. That's the classic playoff score. Is 2-1. So I'm not sitting here saying to you the Caps are going to win. But I will say they can win.
Real quick, Scottie Scheffler wins another green jacket. What did you make of the tournament?
Well, since I slept through most of it, but one thing I will say, it's not fair to Scottie Scheffler. Two things aren't fair. One, comparing him to Tiger Woods. It's ridiculous to compare anybody to Tiger Woods. There's one Tiger Woods, and then there's everybody else. And, you know, the minute somebody wins multiple majors, well, can he be the next Tiger Woods? Answer, no. That's number one. Unfair to Scottie Scheffler. It was unfair to Rory McIlroy. It's unfair to Brooks Koepka, any of those guys. But two, it's very unfair to blame, what are the TV ratings down, 20% or something?
Yeah.
The TV ratings or people not being excited by a four-shot win on Scottie Scheffler. No, he's not a dynamic guy, to put it mildly. Most golfers are not. Tiger Woods didn't have a dynamic personality other than when he shook a fist after making a putt. I mean, I sat in more than a few Tiger Woods press conferences and had to be awakened at the end because he's a cliche master, and Scottie Scheffler is a cliche master, and most golfers are cliche masters. I mean, I don't know if they do this anymore, but in the old days, the rookies, you know, when you made it through Q school, they were required to go to a two-day seminar in Ponte Vedra. And one of the things the tour did was they brought in this woman. I don't know if they still bring her in. Her name's Andrea Kirby. And they would bring her in for media training. And her approach was, you remember the famous Kevin Costner speech in Bull Durham. You know, I just want to give 110%. I want to step up. I love my teammates. I thank God for this opportunity. And never say anything bad about anybody. That was her training. And some guy, the first time I met David Faraday, was in one of those sessions. And he was actually passed out when I walked in. But at some point he woke up and he put his hand up and he said, "Is there some reason why we can't just tell the truth?" That's when I first knew I liked David Faraday. But my point is, Scottie Scheffler is a hell of a player. Whether he'll become a great player, I don't know. I don't know what the definition of a great player is. I know it's Tiger Woods. I know it's Phil Mickelson. Koepka's right on the borderline. Faldo, you know, go back through the list. But the point is, he's a hell of a player, and it's not his fault that golf is completely divided right now. And I think the reason for the ratings drop, besides the fact that Scheffler was in control the whole back nine, which happens when anybody other than Tiger Woods is leading on the back nine Sunday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is the fact that golf is a divided sport. We don't get to see the guys together. more than four times a year right now. And that's bad for golf. And they've got to figure this out. They've got to figure out how to actually go through with this merger and have one tour with the players, you know, the stars playing against each other more than four times a year, because it's sucking the wind out of the sport. And that's not Scottie Scheffler's fault.
John, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom, by Worldwide Golf. They have drivers in stock from Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, and Cobra. So come in to get custom fit today. Visit Golfdom in Tysons in Annapolis or Rockville. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.